This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Imagine letting go of you. That is, the you created by your job, your skills, your partner, family, and friends. What if you let go of it all? Who would you be? Hello, and welcome to A Taste of Sex, a reality audio show on life in an orgasm-based community. I'm Judy Silber. Each week, we peek into the private lives and thoughts of community members who live and work together at One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco. On this episode, we explore that place of nothing, of zero, where you can't rely on the trappings of an identity for ego or self-esteem. We do the exploration through One Taste community member Isaac Levin, who lived homeless on the streets. We'll hear about the walking meditation that was his life, hitting bottom, and his reorientation into regular society. Tune in and turn on.
Let's see, I met Isaac early spring of last year, summer of last year, when I first started coming to One Taste. I was coming to the in-groups quite often. That's where I first met him and was introduced to him through a friend. I know when I first met him, there's a heaviness, a cloudiness to who he was, you know, how he was interacting. And I could totally see it. And like he needed to go on a cleanse or something. It was that kind of a feeling.
It's kind of funny, you know, my folks... I used to always tell me the story about when they were kids, they had it kind of rough, you know, they went and they were, you know, it was like the summer of love or the hippies, whatever. They went and lived on the streets and like did drugs and, you know, just like down and dirty stuff. Right. And so, I was kind of like had a glamorized idea of what these things, how this lifestyle was. And anyway, by the time I was an adult, it was kind of like I basically got pushed out of the nest. My parents kind of both individually told me to hit the road, literally. So I was on the street after high school. I lived mostly in California. I'd go back and forth between San Francisco, Santa Cruz, and L.A. In the winter, it was L.A. because it would get really cold up here. And I actually really liked the lifestyle after a while. I would go back and forth between having apartments and having jobs to just kind of like giving it up and just going like living on the street again. I would wake up usually really early, you know, like right around dawn when the sun came up, and there wouldn't really be anybody out on the street. And I'd get up, I'd have slept in my clothes, didn't have blankets or anything or a bag. I would just wear a lot of layers of clothes. And so I would wake up, walk around, look for like a half drunk cup of coffee or a cigarette that somebody put out, have a smoke, a little coffee, find like a half-eaten Danish. And it's like living in the places I live, like San Francisco, the Haight-Ashbury, or like Venice Beach in L.A., there's always people just leave their leftovers out because it's a touristy area. So people come buy something just to buy it, and then they don't even eat it. So there's just like this abundance of leftovers. And then I'd usually just walk. I'd just walk. A good portion of my day was walking. It was just like my meditation. I would just walk and walk and walk and just look at people and, you know, watch the business people wearing their suits going to work, watch, you know, the women in their workout suits coming from the gym and just observing people, you know, lost in thought. I would fall asleep and I would think about all the people that I saw that day. I think about all the like beautiful women I saw. I would think none of those beautiful women would want to have anything to do with me. I stink. I've been wearing these clothes for the past 3 weeks. I haven't taken a shower in that time. I ate garbage today. And I have nothing. I have no money. I have no car, no place to live. I have no future. What would any of those women want to do with me? Why would they want to have anything to do with me? And it's just, I would get lost in this thought of that's the way the world works. And if you don't have things, then people don't want to know you. I had become really ill, and I had actually visited a doctor, and he gave me some medicine, and he told me that if I hadn't come in and taken this medicine, that I would have died. I don't know if he was telling me the truth or not, but it kind of scared me and made me go, so not much longer after that, like the next week, I got in a fight, like a fist fight. I don't fist fight that much, but I got in a fist fight with this guy who's like a really big, strong, you know, like gangster guy. And he clobbered me and he like just beat me down. And there was like glass on the ground and I had glass caught in my body. Like a year later, I pulled out a chunk of this glass that I had caught in my elbow. And I'm like, fuck, I'm 25 and I haven't been to college. I haven't had a job in God knows how long. Last job I had, it's like at Starbucks or something like that. Nothing against Starbucks, but, you know, I realized I wasn't going anywhere and I didn't want to keep doing this. I started to lose my hair a little bit in the back and I was just like, I don't want to continue with this lifestyle. I don't want to be an adult living on the street. And it was like, my idea of an adult was 30 years old. Like, you know, I always thought that like, when person gets to be 30 years old, then they're an officially an adult, right? Because there's a teenager, still kind of a kid, 20 somethings, it's still kind of like party, you know, good time, you know. And then 30, you got to grow up. So I kind of had like this 4 or 5 year plan. So by the time I'm 30, I want to stop fooling around, have a job, a place to live, a community of friends, and, you know, maybe like someone I'm having sex with. Very realistic goals, right? And it was kind of like the movie The Secret. Like, you know, when you manifest your reality, like I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And this is the amount of time I'm allotting for myself to do this. And it's gonna happen.
You've been listening to A Taste of Sex. We'll hear more from Isaac Levin after this short break.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Guest Speaker Interviews, a companion program to the weekly audio show, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, on personallifemedia.com. Push into the unknown with visiting sexperts at One Taste San Francisco on personallifemedia.com.
This is A Taste of Sex. You could say that the moment Isaac decided to manifest a new reality was the moment he started from zero to build himself up again. That same day, he walked into what he thought was a market, ready to spend his last $2 on a juice, only to find himself in a rehab center. The coincidence seemed the voice of fate. Though not a heavy drug user, he talked his way into staying for the next year. He never second-guessed his decision, but the reorientation was not easy.
I had a lot of resistance. It was really hard, you know, making such drastic change. You know, it was like my body was rejecting it at first because my body was used to being free and not having any rules or not having to be indoors and stuff like that, not having to sit down at a table and eat with a fork and knife. And so, it was like I was like throwing it up at first. It was like, you know, my body was rejecting it. Like it was poison to me. I just would just be screaming on the inside, just wanting to like, you know, run screaming from that place into back into whatever, back into nowhere where I came from. It was really hard for me to connect with people. I had a lot of fear, and I was really just was contracting. You know, I was not engaging with people. I didn't know how to. I had forgotten how to. It's just like turning that switch on in my mind, like saying, okay, I'm going to choose to allow myself to be seen and allow myself to be vulnerable in front of this person and trust them and fully be present with this person and experience a connection with this person. I was at the halfway house and I started doing yoga. I was doing yoga at One Taste. Like the instant that I walked through the door, I knew that this was what had called me to like this mission, to like making this decision to change. It was like, okay, this is what this has all been leading up to, is this place. And this is like where I'm meant to be. It was very clear in my mind that this place has like been calling to me.
What are we doing here?
So we are filling up bags of groceries today. It's a food drive we do on Fridays, and it's a program we call Fill Up America, and we're filling up America one bag at a time. So we take food from the food bank and we go pick it up, and then we take it here and we distribute it into like 150 grocery bags, and then we hand those out to people in need throughout the city of San Francisco.
How is it that, for you, you were once homeless and now you're handing out bags to the homeless?
So, yeah, you know, I never liked using the word homeless. When I was homeless, I always said that I lived outside. You know, there's moments where I realize how lucky I am to be in this position now, and it makes it so much more enjoyable to be able to give back to people that need help. I'm here pretty much every Friday.
I've seen such a huge change in him. I mean, I've seen him kind of progressively get cleaner and cleaner and healthier, just as far as his body, you know, the way he eats, the way he takes care of himself. You know, he does yoga here. And he's just really dropped into being consistently connected to the practice, how we endeavor to treat ourselves well, live healthy, like I said, you know, with our food, with our body, with our sensuality. And I can just see him balancing out and clearing out and getting cleaner and cleaner and cleaner.
It feels good to be active and working and contributing energetically and doing work. That part feels really good. Like my day is filled. I have no like time to like lay around and do nothing, you know. I am going from when I get up to when I go to bed. I'm busy, and I really love it. And it's like all the work that I'm doing is work that I love doing. I'm doing massage, and I'm like in doing yoga, and you know, I'm working on creative projects, and just amazing. I'm just so happy. I'm so happy.
What's remarkable about Isaac is how far he has come in a relatively short period of time. Bit by bit, he has built his skills and self-esteem. There's no storybook ending yet, but a few months shy of 30, he has a girlfriend, a community, and a purpose for his life. You've been listening to A Taste of Sex. You can find us on the web at personallifemedia.com. For more information at One Taste, check us out at onetastesf.com. Music on this episode was composed and performed by Aharon Bolsta. I'm Judy Silber. Tune in and turn on.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.